The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute sees Juneau as the Northwest Coast art capital of the world, and they hope the Totem Pole Trail will help visitors see it the same way. Sea Alaska's long-term goal is for invited carvers to make a total of 30 poles that will line Juneau's waterfront. Sea Alaska says the first 10 poles are being funded by a $2.9 million grant from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. All the carvers will be working with apprentices. And Sea Alaska is estimating that the installation will start next year, along with storyboards and plaques for each pole. David R. Boxley in Metlakatla, John Rowan in Klawak, and T.J. Young in Heidelberg are all carving for the trail. Boxley gets excited when he thinks about traditional carvings being the first look of Juneau that tourists get.
I think it's easy for people to forget, and too often Indigenous folks are thought of, for the lack of a better word, and the word that a lot of Westerners use is primitive. We were not. The Northwest Coast was a thriving, ancient civilization here on the Northwest Coast.
The Metlakatla carver is creating a pole representing Tsimshian people. He started carving at the age of 6, guided by his father, David A. Boxley. Since then, he's finished more than 25 poles. Boxley's pole for Juneau will feature the crests of the eagle, raven, wolf, and killer whale moieties.
And they're going to go in order of their origin in our history. So at the top is the killer whale and grizzly bear for the killer whale clan, and then a raven and frog for the raven clan, and a beaver and eagle for the eagle clan, and at the bottom a wolf and crane for the wolf clan.
Klawak's John Rowan is one of three carvers working on the trail from Prince of Wales Island.
It's a pole for the Ishkahitan people. They're out of the Taku River, and it's a raven, frog, and sea lion on the that's being represented on that one.
Rowan credits his father and many POW teachers for sparking his love of carving.
It seems like I've always been involved in it. My dad used to do it back in the 60s, and that's where I probably got hooked.
T.J. Young is a Haida carver, born and raised in Heidelberg. He's working on two poles for the Juneau project. One will feature a Haida raven crest and the other a Tlingit raven crest.
So I'm doing raven crest on the Tlingit pole, and I'm doing raven crest on a Haida totem pole. And I'm Haida myself, so I'm going to be, and that was kind of a traditional thing. You do the opposite. You do the opposite of your clan. You carve the opposite. Eagle would never carve eagles. Ravens would never carve ravens.
Young says he takes a lot of inspiration from his grandfather, whose generation was discouraged from sharing traditional knowledge like carving. He feels lucky he was able to learn.
And it was literally outlawed, the potlatch and the culture and the language. So but they knew that they had to, they had to adapt, they had to change without changing, if that makes any sense.
He says it made his grandfather proud to watch him and his brother carve. His brother Joe Young also is carving a pole for the trail. He says he's looking forward to seeing the differences between all the poles when the project is complete.
It's going to be really interesting to see to notice the differences between styles and colors. And even though it's Tlingit High and Tsimshian, I think there's going to be a nice little variety of totem poles to be to look at and to enjoy. So that's kind of exciting.
Young says he has a December deadline to finish his carving. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.